Understood is a resource I have recommended for many years to parents looking for support with learning and thinking differences such as ADHD, dyslexia, and more. And I'm subsequently excited to tell you about their podcast, Understood Explains. This season, the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert Juliana Urtube, and it's all about how to navigate individual education plans, also known as IEPs. They cover topics such as how to tell if your child needs an IEP, common myths about special education, and the difference between IEPs and 504 plans. I love how Understood Explains breaks down the overwhelm by unpacking an important topic each season and then drilling down further into key basics in each episode. Most episodes are between 10 to 15 minutes, and episodes are available in both English and Spanish. So fantastic, right? To listen to Understood Explains, search for Understood Explains in your podcast app. That's Understood Explains wherever you get your podcasts. Hello, friends, and welcome to the mini edit from Edit Your Life. In these snack-sized mini episodes, I answer your questions about everything from self-care to parenting to relationships to home and more. Think of me like that friend you text or call when you need a quick piece of compassionate and candid advice. Send me your questions. Today's mini edit is about closet micro goals. As I mentioned in the spring outdoor micro goals mini edit, my mind is very much on spring decluttering and thinking about each zone as a bunch of mini zones. This probably does not surprise you at all. One thing I have wanted to focus on in this domain is my closet, both because it has been bugging me because it's so messy, and also because I hear from people a lot about how their closets are a wreck over which they can't get control. I'm hoping that my sharing on this topic will help spark some inspiration and action to help you make some edits, and perhaps have a laugh or two. A few baseline notes. First, since I started clothing rental in October 2022, I have not bought a single piece of new clothing, so I haven't had the problem of incoming flow with not getting rid of anything. That said, the closet was still so messy. It's not a huge walk-in closet. It's maybe 4 feet by 6 or 7 feet deep, but it's still a walk-in, so there's space to get messy. Second, last fall, when I did my 30 to 50% decluttering experiment, I cleaned out a ton of shoes and handbags, so those two areas were in good shape. So my major task was to further winnow clothing wherever I could, and then just get rid of a lot of random junk that did not belong in the closet. Now, as I was doing the winnowing part, I did set up a couple of preliminary litmus questions just as I was going along, and I wanted to share those here because I think they might be helpful for you. And I want to note that one of the things I did not include as a litmus question was, how long has it been since I wore this? Not because I'm delaying the inevitable, but because due to rental, I wear my regular clothes a lot less and more on the occasion wear zone, I still have dresses that I like and still fit. So I'm not going to get rid of them based on an if you haven't worn it in 6 months, toss it type of litmus. So instead, my three main parameters were: one, does this still fit now? That will probably get rid of a lot for a lot of people. Second, will I ever address these stains? For example, I discovered a beloved white blouse that actually looked like it had a bunch of brown moth imprints on it. Gag, sorry. I tossed it in the wash and was delighted to see the stains came out, so that was a keeper. On the other hand, I had another white blouse and a white blazer that had truly terrible stains all over them, and I felt unmotivated to deal with them, and those pieces got a ton of great use during their heyday, so out they went. The third litmus test was, does it need excessive ironing? I detest ironing, like, so much. I have realized that I just need to be realistic. And so one of the items I got rid of straight away was a top that I love, but it is just one of those tops that gets unbelievably wrinkled after going through the wash and is complicated to iron because it has a lot of ruffles. To the donation bag it went. I'm going to share my process and discoveries next. We'll be right back. People often talk about the impact of things like stress, hormone fluctuations, and nutrition on skin, but did you know those things impact your hair too? If you've been dealing with hair thinning, you are not alone, and Nutrafol is here to help. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. I appreciate that they offer formulas tailored to different life stages, such as postpartum and menopause, as well as different lifestyles, such as plant-based diets. In a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after taking Nutrafol Women's Hair Growth Supplement for 6 months. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Edit Your Life listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code EDIT. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. That's Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, and use promo code EDIT. That's Nutrafol.com using promo code EDIT. As you know, I am all about micro-improvements, and if you'd like to dedicate a little time each day to learn a language, I have a great solution for you. Babbel is a science-backed language learning app that offers 10-minute language lessons designed to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Materials are rooted in real-life situations, so you can learn important basics such as ordering food and asking for directions. Babbel offers personalized learning content, real-time feedback, tracking, and visualizations, and their speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. No matter what level you are looking for, casual, intense, or something in between, you can enjoy app lessons, podcasts, and live classes from the comfort of your home on your schedule. Here's a special limited-time deal for Edit Your Life listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription. This is only for Edit Your Life listeners at babbel.com/edit. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/edit. That's spelled babbel.com/edit. Rules and restrictions may apply. So as you probably have gathered by now, I have a very non-KonMari approach to my closet. I'm not going to dump the whole thing out, but I'm going to tackle it by zones. My first tactic was to create that first degree of freedom, meaning empty space. So the real big offender is I had 3 bins and a shelf stuffed with socks, bras, other kinds of accessories. And my goal was to get rid of stuff and consolidate into 2 of those bins. So then I would have an empty shelf to start my reorganization process. I cannot believe how much stuff I threw out that just was gross, old, like old ratty bras, old underwear. I had a decision point around tights and nylons. I was like, you know, never going to wear those again, ever. I'm just past that phase of life. Out they go. And they were just not in good enough shape to donate. So that was really great and surprisingly fast. Then I went and winnowed and reorganized zone by zone. For example, blouses, blazers, dresses, pants, comfies, workout clothes, etc. I would pull stuff out that I wanted to give away and put in the donation bin or into the trash if it was in really bad condition. And then I would fold and stack or hang by color within each section. This was super quick, so I treated each of these zones as a little mini project. It took maybe 5 or 10 minutes per section at that. One unexpected pitfall that I wanted to note because it might be useful to you was name brand clothing that misses the mark. For example, I had a snuggly North Face layer that I've been hanging on to because it's North Face, but it's a style that has a wrap with one button closure on the top. And so it's actually not that warm because most of it's flapping open. And when I'm wearing a layer, I want to fully close the front. Another key thing I did was I moved sections to make them more sensible in terms of access. My closet has 4 levels of shelving, the top that I can't reach without a step stool or chair. And so I switched things around. So I put handbags, totes, and extra luggage up on that top shelf since I rarely carry bags these days. And then I moved my shoes down to the 3rd level. They were previously on that top level I couldn't even reach. I also swapped the location of my blazers, which I don't wear as often, with my cozy everyday layers, so the latter are in the front of the closet. Another important tactic was to get everything off of the floor. There were bags, shoes, crap, a bin full of odds and ends. I was often tripping on things in there. I wanted everything off the floor except the carry-on piece of luggage that I use all the time. And it was so satisfying to get everything up off the floor and then vacuum. One area that I was worried about being a huge time sink that actually didn't take as much time as I thought was accessories. I had one entire shelf loaded with jewelry and accessories, and I was really worried about how long it would take to deal with it. But it didn't take long and it was very satisfying to reorganize. I threw out broken old cheap stuff, put some things like belts that I no longer use in a donation bag, and now I can actually see everything I own and I have empty space. And finally, I got rid of a lot of stuff that doesn't even belong in the closet. On the top shelf and in bags on the floor, there was a lot of stuff like old swag from conferences or when people would send me random stuff in the mail for my blog. In decluttering the accessory shelf, I found everything from loose change to vitamins to unused poop bags clearly rescued from pockets, medicine, and oh my goodness, you won't believe this, I found several random baby teeth that I must have put in my jewelry case after tooth fairy duties. I didn't time this process, but I estimate it took about 3 20-to-30-minute sessions over a weekend to just solve this problem. Yay! I was anticipating it would take longer, and it just didn't. It was so simple, and it was so much less daunting breaking it into zone by zone. And now it's calming and delightful to open the door to my closet. I hope this was helpful, and if you have a question for me, please drop me a line at edityourlifeshow@gmail.com or DM or comment on a post on Facebook or Instagram at @edityourlifeshow. Thanks for listening.
When it comes to raising kids, there's so much to consider. Things like, what do we feed them? When do we feed them? How do they sleep? What does it look like to raise kind kids? How does their nervous system work? How do I keep myself calm? What are my triggers? There's so much that comes into play. And we are distilling all of that information for you at Voices of Your Village podcast, where we bring experts in the field of early childhood and education and psychology and across the board so that you don't have to comb the internet for information. You get to show up and hang out and have shame-free, judgment-free conversations and insights into what it looks like to raise kind, empathetic, emotionally intelligent humans. I'm Alyssa Blask Campbell. I have a master's degree in early childhood education. I'm a mom of two, and I am walking this journey right alongside you doing this work. Come hang out with me at Voices of Your Village, and we can dive into real conversations with actionable tips.